The murder pace would continue in Fort Lauderdale, with the city surpassing the previous year's murder toll of 42 by the end of July and steadily heading toward the all-time high of 53. Two detectives would be temporarily assigned to the squad to help handle the case flow. Sitting at his desk one day not long after the last week of June, George Hurt would ponder whether the pace was here to stay, whether three murders a week would no longer stand out as an aberration in Fort Lauderdale. "Believe me, I've been giving it a lot of thought," he says, "but you can't really predict what will happen. I've been hoping that this is just an oddball year. It used to be that 4 or 5 homicides a month meant a very heavy month. Now that doesn't look so bad to me." "Whatever happens," Hurt says, "the homicide squad is ready. Whether there are 45 or 75 homicides, we're here," he says. "I could say that old saying about it being a dirty job, but somebody has to do it. But I don't look at it that way. I see it as being a dirty job, but somebody has to know how to do it. We know how. We do good work here."